Morning, Karina. How are you, love?
Good. Crumpy's going to be upset. I never give him such a lovely intro.
Buy him a box of tissues.
Yeah. Well, he hasn't caught 2,000 barra over a metre. Wow. Congratulations, mate. You must have been thrilled.
Yeah. It didn't sort of hit me until later on when we caught the 2,000 fish. We just pretty much got her on board quickly, took the hooks out, photographed, and then basically got her back in the water like we normally do, and a few high fives, and yeah, it was great. Had a few Bundys that night. Bit of a celebration.
Yeah, well, I bet. You don't catch 2,000 over the size of a metre without knowing what you're doing, Ryan. What's a tip? No. Give us a couple of tips.
A couple of tips. Be consistent and take in everything that's happening around you to learn exactly how nature ticks. That's all I've done over the years, and I've progressively built a strategy, and I keep putting them into place, and, you know, you just got to work out where it works and where it doesn't, and you build on that, and that's how you bring your ability to the forefront and you learn new things that quite often other people have never thought of before too, you know?
Yeah. So, and there are so many techniques, aren't they? Not just catch and barra, but all sorts of different fish. Like, I mean, for instance, finger mark. I've caught the biggest finger mark, nearly 90 centimetres, and that was on a Berkeley 7-inch gulp, and I was just jigging it off the bottom, bang, and then I've caught them on liveys as well.
Yeah, exactly. That's just it. You've got to work out what they like when, and certain times of the year, I've worked out that it's even finger marks. Sometimes they won't eat soft plastics, you know, but you drop a live herring down and they climb all over it.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, it's just like anything. You've just got to work it all out and what works best when.
Tides and all sorts of different things, temperature of the water. Now, let's get a couple of tips for the weekend. We've got a long weekend coming up, Ryan. I know you're going to take a few people out. What do you think we should do?
The weekend coming up, the tides are starting to back off. The water is starting to warm up. It was nearly 30 degrees up here in Carbal yesterday. So a lot of the barras will be starting to move back up into the shallows again. And bigger fish as well, as we've found out just recently. I'd be sort of tending to concentrate on the dirty water areas that are up in the shallows.
Okay.
And, like gutters especially, you know, flick some lures, shallow divers out the front of those, and very softly weighted soft plastics are pretty good in the drains as well. So, yeah, fish a bit shallower than you normally would as it warms up. That's a pretty good tip.
That is a good tip. And my mate Mad Mel has done your Barra Basics course, raves about it all the time. If people are interested, Ryan, how do they go about it?
They can go to barrabasics.com to look at the product for the barra course, or you can head over to fishsmarter.com.au. That's where Barra Basics is now housed on our new site with our new courses, Threading Tactics and Wonky Hole.
Cool.
And we'll be adding to all them. We've got finger mark and mackerel in the woodworks at the moment. But that's where they can find out most of the stuff if they just head over to either barrabasics.com or ryanmoodyfishing.com as well. All the information's on there too.
You have a great weekend of fishing, Ryan. Next time we catch up, I'm going to talk wonky holes with you.
Fantastic, mate. I'll look forward to it.
Thanks, Ryan.
Cheers, mate. See ya.